Pleased to be joined right now by the head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski, here in Phoenix at the league meetings. Coach, first of all, this being your first, really your first league meeting here as a head coach, enjoying it, I guess, because there is supposed to be some enjoyment, maybe more work than you possibly thought there was, right, at this thing? Because I know that it's positioned a little bit as, well, you can have some fun with the wives and, you know, kind of chill out a little bit. Not a lot of chilling for you.
There really hasn't been. It's not a lot of free time and definitely a lot of things on the agenda and going through and covering, but it's been good and real productive and obviously for the first time, an eye-opener in a lot of ways with some of the things that are going on and very informative.
What's jumped out at you as topically as things that just really caught your attention and maybe things that you're going to take back with you and possibly incorporate into your day-to-day?
There's been a lot of meetings, and we've gone through, you know, everything from the direction and some of the initiatives that the league has in terms of marketing and those type of things to some of the daily operations to officiating to rules changes to just about everything. And along the way, getting a chance to meet a lot of these people here, head coaches, GM, owners of teams, you know, and meet them for the first time or some people that I know that, you know, get a chance to talk to in a little more detail and
and
learn some things from.
What kind of feedback do you get, though, when you're the new guy? And you're not the only new guy. There are other new coaches in this league. But when you're dealing with some of the ones who have been in this league a long time as head coaches, I think of an Andy Reid, even though he's with a new team and all the years that he has, and, you know, John Fox, different people who have who have their years. What sort of reaction do you get from them when you're in their midst now as a head coach?
It's good. It's really good. Everybody's positive and very supportive. And, you know, that's the thing I've been impressed with. And just talking to guys and even picking their brain, hey, what's the biggest thing in your first year? And you know, those type of things. And guys, you know, working really to help you out. So it's been good. And, you know, again, learned a lot, and you know, being here has been a very productive time.
You spoke, of course, with the media here. All coaches do at the different breakfasts, one day for the AFC, one day for the NFC. And in talking with some reporters there, I think one of the things that came up that I wanted to follow up with you on is just you're being impressed with the receiver group you have, the youth that's there, and how much there is to work with. Your thoughts on just how exciting it is to have something like that in place. I know it's not a complete position for you yet, but you do have a good starting point.
It's like a number of positions that we have. It's a young group and a group that has some talent. And, you know, you look at Josh and you look at Greg and you look at the progress that they made last season, and you're encouraged by that. Travis Benjamin played some as well, and obviously, you know, can run well and has done some things and was able to make some plays last year. The biggest thing will just be in the development of these guys and, you know, them, you know, learning the system and working at it and, you know, working hard to improve and ultimately their desire to be, you know, great players or good players or whatever their potential is to achieve that potential. And, you know, there's a lot of talented guys around the league, but, you know, that's where – you know, April 1st, these guys getting in and, you know, being real excited about them coming and being around and us getting a chance to start coaching them and then eventually get out on the field. It seems like it's been forever since we've been able to do that.
Yeah, it does. And I know I can sense from you because almost every time we talk, you bring up April 1st. You bring up that opportunity as your first of two mini camps. You get the extra one as a first-year head coach to physically get the players ready and on the field or in classroom first, I guess, then on the field. But let me ask you this. How, in the preparation for all this, where are you and where is the staff? Is everything you need to do in preparation for that mini camp done, or are there still some things from either a playbook standpoint or a structure standpoint that you're still working on?
Along with the other things we've been doing with free agency and the draft and everything else, just getting things ready initially, we have been working on our schedule, our installations, obviously our playbooks and those type of things. So, you know, we'll be ready to roll April 1st with the meetings and then, you know, 2 weeks of the meetings with the players where we can't be out on the field and do any of those type of activities with them. But then the mini camp that will follow, I guess, in that third week of April there that we're talking about. And so we're you know, set and ready to go. Other than the scripts, I think we have pretty much everything planned out and we'll be ready.
Rob Chudzinski, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Phoenix, Arizona, site of the 2013 NFL meetings. Coach, when we talk about the quarterback position, a lot has been said about competition at the position, but there is, as we speak, the same group or same cast of quarterbacks now as was at the end of the season with Brandon Weeden, Colt McCoy, Thaddeus Lewis. Do you foresee how this is going to play out? And I know from a personnel standpoint, that's not the area that you're addressing specifically. That's something we've talked about with Joe Banner. But relative to how you can have competition, in your mind, it can be something. In fact, you want it to be something that emanates from within.
Yeah, from two standpoints. One is the great players that I've been around and am fortunate to be around all were very competitive, and they had a fire and a drive from within. So those guys didn't necessarily need people around them because they wanted to be the best and they wanted to be great at what they do. So that's the thing that we'll emphasize, obviously, with the guys we have at all positions, you know, that to have that kind of desire and really try to bring that out of our guys. The second part of it is within their own position, being able to have some guys there and for those guys to push themselves and all be working to be the very best that they can be. And that's competition, and that helps drive. So we want to create competition within those two base areas right there that we can get those guys ultimately to drive them to be the best they can be.
And it would seem to me that every single guy that's going to be part of this wouldn't seem to need much in the way of motivation in the sense that they, you know, you're here, you are as a new head coach and North Turner is a new coordinator, and they've, you know, this is their first chance to show you what they're all about. I would think that you relish this and go into this probably competing and trying to show your best automatically, almost without you having to say anything about it.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, that's inherent in it's just inherent in athletes. And right. Guys that have gotten to this level have to have that. And so, you know, I would expect nothing different from our guys. And like you said, just the fact that it's a new system and the opportunity to work with a guy like Norv Turner and be around him and the excitement of the newness is definitely something that will add to that.
And as far as the rest of the offseason goes, obviously this team's made some big moves in free agency. They've been defensive-driven, but you need those areas addressed. As a guy who is, again, rooted in offense, are you still sort of sitting there maybe waiting, hoping that some of those pieces might come into play, or do you just sort of go along as this program unfolds with the rhyme and reason of, okay, if you help the defense, it's helping the greater good of the team. But do you sit there just with your personal sense of what the offense means, saying, boy, I'd love to get a hold of – and I know you got a tight end. I'm not saying that you don't have anybody added on offense, but that you're anxious to maybe get some offensive additions, and maybe how does the draft play into that thinking too?
Well, I think, you know, it's all-encompassing. We look at and not to get into any details position by position, but we certainly have some areas of need that we need to address, and whether that's continuing, you know, in the free agency market and as guys are out there and become available, as well as the draft, you know, we'll work to address as many of those needs as we can. And then the coaching part of it comes into play where, hey, let's get them on the field and let's see them and let's see what we can do and work to improve the guys that we have. And, you know, it's something that we're gonna work hard, we're gonna work to build, and so that we can have success and we can win and win on a consistent basis.
I'm sure if I asked you to coach in the front seat of your car, you would do that, any location. The building in Berea is the headquarters is undergoing a remodeling, a reconstruction on the whole second floor where all the offices are located. In the meantime, you're temporarily relocated to the first floor area where the meeting rooms are. How do you deal with that, not only you as a head coach, your whole staff, and, you know, disruption, change, adjustment? I mean, it's all – this is what this adapting and overcoming is what this job is about. You preach that to your players. How do you handle it as a staff?
Well, that's what you do. And a lot of times a little disruption and a little bit different setup can be something positive. And, one of the other things is obviously we'll be down there more right with the players. And,
sure.
Early on, that's probably a good thing.
Right. Because it's that whole familiarity thing you're building with you and your staff and these players, many of them who are new to you.
Sure. We'll have a lot more contact with them, and obviously within the periods of time that it's, you know, allotted.
Right.
But we'll be around a lot more than being on a separate floor in a different place.
There you go. All right. Well, Coach, thank you so much for your time here, and I look forward to catching up with you soon.
Good. Thanks, Vic.
All right. He is Rob Chudzinski, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we continue to broadcast from Phoenix, Arizona, site of the NFL meetings. More is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.